Yeah. Over, when was this taken? Yesterday? Or?
This was taken the two nights.
That's good.
Wednesday night and Thursday night.
You got a better flip that way than you did.
But it's still taken closer to the event. See, after the China announcement, for instance, in July, we waited 5 days.
Yeah.
And the awareness there was 85, which is a little higher. But on most of the things, the awareness runs around 65 to 70. So this is higher than the normal awareness. Not as high as the China awareness was a week later,
but the China had to be that.
For the economic announcement, we also waited a week on that one, in August, the August 15th, and
both were bigger stories.
And it came out 82. This came out 77. I think if we waited a couple of days, this would go up to 85.
You mean you'd get higher, do you?
Oh, sure. It goes up. It goes up as you wait. Because, see, this is total awareness, not just whether they saw the TV.
I see.
60% saw the TV. 17% of those 17% didn't see the TV, but were heard or read about it. Okay, then we asked how do you rate your reaction in general to what the president said on Vietnam peace negotiations? Very favorable, 29, somewhat favorable, 44, somewhat unfavorable, 16, very unfavorable, 8. Now, comparing that, China was 33, very favorable, a little higher. This is 29, China was 33. But the somewhat favorable, China was 35, this is 44.
What's the total?
So the total favorable on this is 73. The total favorable on China was 68. The total favorable...
Well, it shows you how people are for peace.
Yeah, right. Total favorable on economic was 68.
68.
Wait a minute. No, I'm wrong. That was Gallup's. Our favorable on economic was 73. Exactly the same as what? 29 and 46. 73. That part comes out good. Then we asked, after the president's speech, what do you feel are the chances of settling by negotiation? And they don't think they're not good. Excellent, 5, 20, good, 20, fair, 36, poor, 34. So, in other words, they favorably reacted.
People are pretty sensible.
They're realistic. They realize it. And you said that. Yeah. You didn't build up hopes
right
on it. And I think that's good. Then, said, do you feel the president's speech adequately answered his critics regarding the Vietnam negotiations? 56 yes, 34 no. Interesting there.
34 no.
Yeah. But interesting there is Democrats, 45 yes, 43 no. Republicans, 75, 16. Independents, 57, 35.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think it is. Then we asked the question.
So you hear 34 that say no are just people that want to get out of the war.
That's right. I think you're bound to get a chunk like that. That's 43% of the Democrats, 35% of the independents.
One of the good things about it, this is the highest in Vietnam, probably in almost 2 years.
It's certainly the highest. I've got all the 71 figures here, and it's higher than anything. The highest before was 48, and this is 54. In 71, you see here, I've got the others. Revealing the secret. 76 degrees, 17 disagrees.
Good, that's on a good wicket there.
Do you agree with President Nixon's statement on TV that he's gone the extra mile in trying to settle Vietnam at the negotiating table, or do you feel he should be making a stronger effort than he has? 50 agree, 46 think he should be making a stronger effort. Mm. That, I think, is inevitable.
I get you right.
It was a bad question, actually.
Yeah.
We could have loaded it and gotten
well,
a much
don't.
Stronger agree answer.
There are parts of it that could be put out. What do you think?
I'm not so sure.
Maybe not. Maybe
I think
not.
Maybe
we should.
We asked a couple other questions, not on the speech. We said the president's not being
well, I don't mean the whole poll. I just
don't
mean any of it.
I don't. Well, there's a couple here.
I don't know that the approval of the
reaction to the speech.
Yeah, that's
the general reaction question.
That's a good one.
That's the problem. You do that, and then the making it secret thing, you don't want to put out the extra mile. I'm not sure there's enough to put out.
Maybe not. Don't bother.
Unless you do some of these other questions and mix them with it. For instance, we asked if the president not to increase defense spending to prevent U.S. funds on Russian defense capability. Do you support the president's stand in this area, or do you think we should not increase defense spending? 51 support president, 38 should not increase defense spending. And that's a pretty straight question, because you said not increase. You know, you didn't.
Yeah.
On the property tax thing, you said you agree or disagree with the president that property taxes are now a major threat and must be reduced by federal action, 75 agree, 76 disagree. There's been some criticism of the new budget because it proposes another deficit. Which do you feel is more important, a balanced budget for the government or a program to stimulate the economy, even if it means a large deficit in the federal budget? We tried to load that negatively by the large deficit. 36 prefer a balanced budget, 47 want to stimulate with a large deficit.
You use the word jobs and not hired.
Yeah, I didn't put jobs in purposely. I was trying to push it the other way.
Yeah.
Then we said there is currently a constitutional amendment pending in Congress that would prohibit any child from being assigned to a school on the basis of race. This amendment was passed, it would overturn recent court decisions that have resulted in compulsory busing of schools. Do you favor or oppose such a constitutional amendment? 66 favor, 27 oppose. Then, what is very interesting is we did trial heat.
Oh, yeah.
And against Muskie, comes out 46, 32, 13. 13 being wrong. Well, I
in the light of Gallup.
I said
Gallup last week.
Gallup
43-42.
Yes, sir.
Well, of course, that was before the speech.
Gallup was the first week in January. It was before the speech, and I think Monday.
After the bombing.
He wrote it. Son.
After the bombing.
It was right at the bombing time. Right after the bombing. And before Monday started getting.
Well, we won't put this up.
We're exposed. Yeah.
46-32?
46-32. Now, our last one. 40-33.
Yeah, ours was higher.
Ours was in November. We had 40-33 at that time. Well, Gallup in October had 43-35, so we went too far. Of course, no, but he in November, at the same time we polled, he had 44-41. Or we had 44-33.
Maybe ours
just sort of
a little bit.
Well, they swear it is.
They disagree. No, we're asking for honest polling.
And,
but it's sure the others.
Well, against Kennedy, it's 45-37. Well, Kennedy does better than Muskie, as he always has in that poll.
Isn't that true? I wonder if Kennedy's Gallup is.
I wonder, too. I was talking to Mitchell about that. Who thinks they are?
They're sort of playing Gallup. I mean, playing Muskie.
Playing Muskie. Well, I...
What's Humphrey show?
Humphrey shows 50-30-12.
Better yet.
Before he was 43-34. He's dropped quite a bit. Kennedy's dropped a little and Muskie's dropped quite a bit.
Kennedy does better because he's more sharply identified being against the war. I think.
Right.
More of a cutting edge.
I think
this Muskie's
also got better identity.
Muskie thinks really could be quite significant, Bob. What do you think?
Well,
Well, I think it could be, especially if it holds this thing.
But it won't hold. But, I mean, this is, you're doing this on top of a...
top of a tube.
A tube. And you've got to remember now the road lines are quite different now. But on the other hand...
I don't know. You may erode more than you do.
You might. But no, he'll get a lift out of his wind.
Yes.
But we'll get a lift out of him. We're bound to get some lift out of him.
I'm not sure we'll get a lift vis-a-vis... you get a lift vis-a-vis the other candidate, other Democrat.
No, you get a lift, Bob. I think you get a lift just maybe
getting a winner.
Maybe we got a lift.
Yeah, but he's going to get it at the same time as you're riding on the count. I'm not sure how much he'll get versus you. Well, they're certain that it is, because we've questioned it a couple of times.
33. What was it in November?
In November it was 40-33. Now it's 46-32. So that's with Wallace in. If you take Wallace out, 52-36. In November it was 45-39. That's a 7-point gain for you.
Very interesting.
So with Wallace in, 6.
You know, I'm,
afterwards of singing those good old songs, and everybody will just love that, and they'll go away just feeling great.
Conniff will do his announcing, really, Bob. I don't have to announce the song, but...
No, no. Sure, you just turn the stage over to him. So.
You know, because he lives and dies with the damn poles, and I told him not to, you ought to pass this on to Cole.
Okay.
And nobody else.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
You get a call to
well, I was going to say, also, you've got that swearing in the morning, but you
that's great.
Sleep in till then, so.
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea, too.
And we'll get it. I don't mean swearing in, just that.
Did you think of any inviting some women to the main thing? Well, it's not a good idea.
The thought was it was better to keep the focus on her and then bring the women in afterwards. Not with you, but I mean, use them in the next week or so.
Yeah.
To follow up to the announcement rather than
how would you use them?
With the making the point of the step of a woman into this kind of position, and then we'll
do this. I would pass the word. I'd get on the horn, get our women's people on the horn tomorrow, like the women's over the Republican man pass it.
Right.
And Barbara Franklin. They ought to call it again. Women lift this person they know and build up this fantastically big breakthrough on women.
Yep.
I think it's a great, great group.
Yep.
Stein is a refreshing character.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy.
For that funny face. Verbal obvious, but his humor is really the sharpest that anybody has.
He's got a wonderful idea.
He has the great ability to Bob Hope has, deadpan and everything.
Deadpan and a quip, sharp quip. Stop again.
Okay. Good. It does show, though, that we pulled the damn thing off in pretty good style.
Oh, no question.
And, because we had taken a little response from the bomb that was from Vietnam. If we'd have pulled in, it would have been very close to the war.
Yeah.
And now they've
yeah.
gained the initiative. Okay, good.